Maryland real estate headlines. Baltimore County public records now searchable via Netter Online for MD Real Estate Pros. Netter Online provides access to Baltimore County public records, including property tax and assessor information for Maryland. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence and property research with centralized access to Baltimore County's public records and property tax data. Bookmark this resource for quick lookups on Baltimore County property records, publicrecords.netronline.com/states/md/county/Baltimore County. Maryland real estate headlines. Maryland agent commissions, new data breaks down rates by city. Calibri Real Estate published a guide to average real estate commission rates and city-by-city commission breakdowns for Maryland. Understanding local commission benchmarks helps Maryland agents price their services competitively and communicate value to clients. Review the commission breakdowns for your market at the source URL below. Maryland Real Estate Headlines. Maryland Property Records Search. New tool for deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com offers a centralized portal to search Maryland property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. For Maryland real estate professionals, fast access to verified property records streamlines due diligence, deal evaluation, and client advisory. Bookmark https://maryland.propertychecker.com/ for your next property research workflow. Maryland real estate headlines. Maryland Public Records Directory now available online for MD Real Estate Pros. A new online directory provides centralized access to Maryland public records. Real estate professionals in MD can streamline due diligence by quickly locating property records, liens, and other public documents essential to transactions. Bookmark this resource for faster title research and property verification. htweetrecords.netronline.com/state/MD. Maryland Real Estate Updates, 2026 Update, What MD Realtors Should Know About Average Commission Rates. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Maryland and how they can save. Maryland real estate professionals need clear visibility into prevailing commission expectations to stay competitive and communicate value to clients. Review the full commission breakdown at ashvetrealestatewitch.com/average-realestatecommissioninmaryland/. Maryland Real Estate Updates, MD Land Records, Court Guidance on Property Transfers. The Maryland Courts website provides general information about land records and cautions that property transfers can involve complications and potential tax consequences. Real estate professionals in MD should be aware that clients may need referrals to qualified Maryland lawyers or title companies for complex land record transactions. Review the court's land records guidance at http://mdcourts.gov/landrecords and ensure your referral network includes vetted MD legal and title partners. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners, regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze. In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. Why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy vs lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors most spreadsheets undercount. 1. tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize. 2, opportunity cost of the down payment. 3, the fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity, intuition is real, but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns.